The Daily Upper Decker, nothing but sports and crap.
The 2015 Daily Upper Decker NFL Preview.
All right, guys, great to have you here. Sad news to report. This is Andy Ostroff's second-to-last podcast with us.
Oh, man.
Second-to-last. He's moving to the Bright Lights, big city, New York City.
You can't get a connection there? I'm sure they have microphones and stuff.
There's trash everywhere in that city.
I will have Wi-Fi, I guess.
Maybe, well, we could
it's
probably
like move into a fucking Idaho.
Uganda.
We could do this. We could get him on the phone, maybe from time to time.
Lusaka, Zambia. We don't even know what year it is there.
So it's the official Daily Upper Decker 2015 NFL preview, and just like our Major League Baseball preview, we are going to actually do a draft. We're going to draft the NFL overs and unders. So we went with the latest win totals at Bovada. And we're going to do six rounds of drafting either the over or the under for whichever team you'd like to. But speaking of drafts, you know, the NFL now, it goes hand in hand with fantasy football, fantasy dorks, right? So you can't have an NFL season without either playing some kind of daily fantasy league or the usual year-long fantasy league. And with that in mind, we have on the phone, all the way from Maquonago, Wisconsin, my brother-in-law, Brian Ports. Brian, say hello to everybody.
Hey, everybody.
Sister fucker.
Yes, my brother-in-law, Brian Ports. And the reason why we have you on the phone, Brian, is, you know, you sent me a text of your recent fantasy football draft back in Maquonago. And how many drafts have you done?
This should be my first official one ever.
So what do you mean by official? So you've done, like, drafts while you were taking a shit, and you were like, just you've just done, like, 100 mock drafts, but this is your original one? You're originally your first?
No. This is the first fantasy football draft I have ever been in my whole life.
What took him so long?
Yeah, what happened?
Yeah, no one ever invited me.
That's a sad tale.
Yeah, he's got a complex. You know, he'll text me at like 12:30 in the morning, and he'll be taking a piss, and he's like, nobody likes me. Just go home, buddy. Walk home and keep going. All right, so Brian, the reason why we have you on the phone is because the team that you sent me is by far the worst fantasy football team I have ever seen. So why don't you tell me what you armed yourself with when you went into the draft? Like, did you have an iPad? What did you have?
A 2011 cheat sheet.
iPhone,
Sport magazine,
and a list of edition. I believe what top 300 players in the league, and. Yeah. Pretty much had everything out, laid out right in front of me.
All right, so you actually did have an iPad, but you printed up. So Murph asked if it was the 2011 ESPN top 300 players or if it was from this year, 2015.
Why'd you need to print up anything?
Did he like
two of these guys are dead?
Yeah.
Cross him off the list then. All right, Brian. So we're gonna quick run through this team at quarterback. So it looks like in your league you have a quarterback position, two running backs, two wideouts, a tight end, a flex position. A defense and special teams, and a kicker. So at quarterback, you have Drew Brees. Running back, your RB number one is Bilal Powell. RB number two is Darren Sproles. Your top receiver is Odell Beckham Jr. That's nice. Your second receiver is Stephen Hill. Tight end, Larry Donnell. Flex, Chris Ivory. Your defense is the Patriots, and your kicker is Mason Crosby. So let's go from
Love
the top.
Love that Mason Crosby pick.
Solid.
He was at least in the top 300. I'm like a couple of these
Can
guys.
Can you pick him twice?
So why don't you tell us? So you were in a 14-team league. So that kind of hurts. But still, you got the 13th pick. And tell me what was going through your mind when you had the 13th pick.
The pick came up to me and my partner, C-Man.
Two brains did this?
And
yes.
That's not Cubs man from the pool, is it? The guy's already out.
Tommy told me to go with either Aaron Rodgers or
Eric Dickerson.
What's his face from the Colts?
So yeah, so I had said Andrew Luck or Aaron Rodgers. If they're available, you got to jump on those guys that late, because why let someone who grabbed a top running back also on the wraparound get the top quarterback and then you don't stand a shot? So you got to at least get the top guy at your position. So you turn that into thinking like, well, I better get the fifth best quarterback then here with my 13th pick.
Sure. Yeah, I've seen what Drew Brees has done in the past, and why not? Let's go on a limb and
wait. He picked
take
Drew Brees over who?
This guy. What the heck?
So he picked Drew Brees over Tom Brady and Peyton Manning, who are ranked in front of him.
Because Luck and Rodgers were picked.
We're gone. In his defense, they were gone. So then on the wraparound, you decided to take Odell Beckham Jr. which was just kind of rare. It's a great pick because that's almost who you should have taken in the first round.
Yes.
But after that, once you get to the third round, that's where the wheels kind of fell off. And I mean not just fell off. This is where the bus went over the 2,000-foot cliff and crashed at the bottom.
Killing all the kids.
I just want to know how you guys came up with Bilal Powell.
I don't know how his parents came up with that name.
Yeah, you know, I saw his name, you know, like Powell, it, you know, kind of rhymes with Tower. And
Does he even start on his team?
No. Did you just say Powell rounds with Tower?
No, he said Powell kind of rhymes with power.
Oh, right.
Well,
I've never
done
a draft
letters are the
like
same,
that.
Yeah.
That's an interesting strategy.
He knows football about as good as he knows rhyming.
So... I didn't see it. I should have looked, but I bet you that Powell is owned by less than 2% of fantasy football teams because, like, he's not even the starting running back on the team.
I feel like he accidentally clicked like the reverse 300, top 300, like the button at the top where it goes all backwards. And
it's not like the game Hearts where if you get all the points, you win, like you shoot the moon and trick everyone.
So, I mean, at this point, were you reading the sheet upside down?
To be quite honest with you, I wasn't reading the sheet at all. I was probably into this draft by maybe 6 or 7 drinks at the time.
All right.
So I was having a hard time even reading anything on that sheet.
He was 3 sheets to the wind.
Bilal Powell makes $1.4 million.
Wow.
Man, impossible.
Does it show like how many running backs are ahead of him? So then after that, you went Darren Sproles. So you basically went with two running backs and for your starting running backs that are number 3, I believe, on the depth chart on both of their teams.
And not drafted in many 12 teamers.
These guys are one play away from stepping up into the starting position, so you just never know out there.
So your draft theory was next man up.
Yeah, you got to have a bench when you play fantasy. And by that, he means you got to get draft a lot of players on the bench just in case the starters get hurt.
So
you're the sympathy fantasy league.
I've never seen it before when it hasn't been a keeper league, when two players have been started that were on IR, meaning that they're out for the entire season. So tell us what you were thinking when you drafted Stephen Hill to be your second wide receiver and then Nick Toon for a bench spot.
I have no idea what the Hill guy, Nick Toon, I figure, hey, he's an old Wisconsin Badger. Let's see what he can do for me this year.
Well, that answer is going to be jack shit. He's not going to be doing anything for you because he's not only out for the year, he doesn't have a team anymore either, buddy. They waived him.
You never know. Somebody might pick him up there.
Yeah, especially because he's one leg.
So I mean, overall, what do you think? Are you kind of turned off by fantasy football? Are you ever going to do it again, or are you just going to see how this season goes and go from there?
We'll see how the season goes. Maybe I'll get a couple wins under my belt and start over fresh next year.
There you go.
And maybe next year you might want to bring a Dell or a MacBook instead of printing up a sheet from 3 years ago.
Yeah, but you got the C-Man on your team.
Yeah, I got the C-Man on the team, exactly.
There you go.
Who is the C-Man?
His Seaman, his partner.
Yes. Ports is my brother-in-law, and then C-Man's our buddy who takes a minimum of 6 shits a day.
No way.
He's got some problems.
Oh, my
he
Lord.
He also has the nickname of Ejaculate.
Correct. So Team Monkey Seaman, it's a great name. Well, Brian Ports, we really appreciate the time. Best of luck this upcoming season. I'll try and take a look at it tonight and see if I can pick up maybe a second-string running back to help you out.
Yeah, he might want to hit that waiver wire like immediately.
His team is the fantasy football embodiment of the Rob Schneider team from the Bench Warmers.
All right. Thanks, buddy. Have some fun tonight.
We'll see ya.
What a great guy. All right, guys. Let's
what a great guy.
Let's start talking to a couple of guys who actually know something about football.
Are
here.
They coming?
So we've got our NFL expert, Barry Guitar Murphy. We've got our gambling guru, Gary Dudak. Who also are you going to do it again this year on mandatory gambling with Gary?
I might. Lost a lot of fans last year, just lack of interest from the general public. But we'll see. I still did pretty well.
And then of course we have the stash, Andy Ostroff. So this is the way it's going to work. It's kind of like a fantasy draft. We just determine the order off mic. So it's going to go Gary, then Barry, then Andy, and then Gimler, and then it's a snake draft. So then I'll get the first pick in the second round. So,
wait, can we take Gary and Barry together because their names rhyme, like Powell and Power?
And Power.
Actually, those names actually rhyme.
Yeah, yeah.
Powell and Power.
I like how he said he just didn't even know who Stephen Hill was.
Yeah,
like,
he just glanced over that one.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know about him.
But,
I don't know anybody about that guy.
But the other guy was a Badger.
I bet you like he didn't have Jeremy Hill crossed off on his list, and he saw him real high, and he's like, Hill and Hill, got to be the same guy.
Probably.
Grant Hill.
All right, so in front of us we have the 2015 NFL over-under win totals. The latest totals per Bovada, .lve.com, whatever the hell the site is. So, Gary, for the 2015 Daily Upper Decker NFL over-under draft, you are on the board with the first pick. Now, remember, the rules are, if you, let's say, for example, the Arizona Cardinals are on top of the list with 8.5 wins. It's in alphabetical order. So if you would take the over, that means the under is still available. But once you take the over, then you can no longer, the rest of us cannot draft that one. Does that make sense?
Got it. 10-4.
All right. So, guys, tell me who you want. We're going to start with Gary, and then give me a little reasoning behind it.
All right. Well, I just hit the reverse alphabetical order on my computer here, and Washington Redskins are at the top.
Ooh.
So I've had them in my sights for a while. They are a complete fucking mess. And their coach seems like the biggest prick of all time. And just for that reason alone, I want them to be horrible this year. I think it'd be great. And I do believe they are going to be horrible with Kirk Cousins. Is it Kirk?
Kirk, yep.
Yeah, Kirk
Cousins. He doesn't even know.
And the fact that they still have 6.5, I got that little hook right there,
mm-hmm.
makes it very appetizing for me. I'm going to take the under 6.5 wins for the Redskins. And I don't care who's quarterback. I think it's going to be a pretty safe bet.
How much of polar opposites are Jay Gruden and John Gruden.
Yes.
They don't look alike. They don't act alike.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's very
right?
weird. It's not like those Dudek brothers, both hunky, great singers, you know?
So now let's...
One looks like Hitler.
So let's, you know, that was great reasoning, decent reasoning, but remember this is a comedy and sports blog. So try to throw some jokes.
Oh,
in
I thought
so,
that hunky, the beefcake Dudek brothers thing was comedy.
It was good. Okay, it was good. Okay. I enjoyed it. But
yeah,
because
there's no way that was possible.
Use some analogies. So it's like, you know, if you're going to say like the Washington Redskins are a fucking mess, you could say like the Washington Redskins are a bigger mess than Chris Christie's gunt.
Got it.
Or something.
Got it.
Can I say something about
like
the Redskins
that.
Real quick?
Sure.
On the SB Nation website, they don't even call them the Washington Redskins. They call them the Washington NFL team.
Wow,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's some pussy.
Set the trend.
Shit.
Every other team has their nickname, but not that racist one.
Wow.
Yeah.
I noticed that the last few days.
That's going to turn off a lot of our listeners, huh?
Yeah. No, we will.
We have a big Indian fan base, I believe. American
Native
Indian.
Native Americans.
Yeah, sorry.
We just lost 17.
84% of our listeners are from Oklahoma and South Dakota. Unbelievable. All right, Barry Guitar Murphy on the board with your first pick.
I'd like to comment that pick was the best pick available. I think I
Damn.
Paid. I
Thank
think
you,
I paid -115 at the Redskins 6.5.
Wow, over.
So I'm going to take the second best pick on the board by far, and that's the Chicago Bears under 7, which in Vegas you have to pay -200 for that. So,
wow.
So yeah, the Bears are another another bad team. I'd say they're worse than Chris. What is it,
Chris Christie?
I don't want to steal your.
Is Fupa okay there?
Sure.
Yeah. So the Bears. Yeah, the Bears have a lot of. They have a lot of things going against them. They got a couple gangsters on the team. It could be the first team that somebody.
Oh, is Sam Hurd back on there, fresh out of jail?
I don't know if he's back. he should do a show about Sam Hurd. Yeah, they're an awful.
The Hurd with Sam Hurd,
and they're my team, so I don't really want to go into it too much more because it's a painful pick.
Mm-hmm.
But. That's a lock.
Yeah, well, I'm with Barry.
And their
there.
Schedule's horrible.
Can you think back? Because every year there are picks like this to where it's -200, -230 to take that pick. And have you ever noticed, do those pan out or do they?
Well,
like,
we should talk about that if this team gets picked, which I think you're going to pick them.
Okay.
Because you're referring to one team on this board, right?
Correct.
Who is the biggest sucker bet of the year, you think?
Right, that if for whatever reason the total stayed there despite losing everybody, which
is it your
we'll
pick?
No, it's Andy. Andy's on the board.
I don't
All right,
which
Andy.
One you're talking about?
I hope Andy steals it.
I'm not, because I'm gonna go with my team. I'm gonna take the Patriots over 10.5 wins. They have Tom Brady for every game.
Okay.
And they're gonna win at least 12, if not 14.
So that's the first over pick. You know, it's funny. Watch at the end of this thing, Andy. There's going to be 24 total picks because we're doing 6 rounds. Uh-huh. 24 total picks, and the majority of them will be unders. You know, I think that's the way it was. When we did the baseball one, weren't all of yours unders?
You like to root against people.
Yeah,
it's so
More
great.
Can go wrong than can go right.
Well, like, so remember I texted you the other day that we were all going to pool in, and it was like 18 was the number for the most losses, I think. Or
that's right.
17
I think.
And Garza's at 15.
God.
And it's so awesome to just go into a bar and root for this guy to just get pummeled. So that's it? New England Patriots over 10.5?
Yeah, man.
Just because of Tom Brady?
Well, because they're going to be fucking a focus Patriots. Team.
Is there any way you see that not coming in?
No. In the AFC East? I mean, oh, no. The fucking Dolphins have a Dominican Sue.
I can't wait to see the spread week six when they play, or week six, week seven, whenever they play the Colts.
He gets how
many
yards?
I can't wait to see that spread. Like, that could be a 59-0 game.
And I don't understand why the Colts are being picked to win the AFC East when the Patriots.
You mean AFC Conference?
AFC Conference, yeah. When the Patriots have just dominated them.
Well,
forever.
I mean,
the Colts were the ones that were behind the whole.
Yeah, the
supposedly.
Oh, yeah.
Supposedly.
Colts,
you don't
Ravens
even know what to believe in that story,
man.
Because no. It came from ESPN, but.
There's nothing to believe.
Right, but supposedly, we're supposed to believe that, like, the Colts and Ursay, they were the big driving force behind it. So, if that's the case, you can only imagine that. Because you go back to
when Belichick. I think they're
going to
rip people apart this year. I think the Steelers are going to. I mean, what's the spread on the Steelers game went from, what, 2-7?
Is that really what it is?
When Brady?
It's 6.5 right now, I think.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's going to be a fucking 30-point game.
Ooh, that's bold.
I'd like to bet against that now.
30 points?
Yeah.
All right, I'll go.
That's a safer bet.
I'll go with my first round.
I'm also
pick
a homer,
here.
So whatever.
I'll go with my first round pick here, and I'm actually going to take this because I think something is unbelievably up with this one. The San Francisco 49ers at 7 wins.
Oh yeah, that's horseshit.
Which I thought it was 6.5, wasn't it? At 6.5.
My gambling site has it 6.5 -225.
Holy
on
shit!
The under.
For the under. And so I would love to take that, but I don't know if I can use my first round.
We were
pick
talking about
yeah.
being a sucker bet because everyone thinks they're just going to be horrible.
And so they're
what
probably
they
going to win 9 games.
Seven,
yeah.
Like Dallas last year was -200 on the
Jesus.
Under. Anyway, you're taking the over or under?
No, I'm not going to touch him. I want to take it, but I might take it as like my fifth or sixth round flyer. I might
okay.
take it.
Fake out.
I might cross him out on my list, so you got to do something.
Well, we're going to stay in the Bay Area, and my first pick is going to be the over for the Oakland Raiders.
Oh, I had that.
I think that there are finally some pieces in play there, especially on offense. The Derek Carr, I think he's not getting a lot of love.
Finally,
in
have like
drafts.
a legitimate coach for the
correct.
First time in a long
who's
time.
Been in the AFC West for what the last 3
yeah.
years?
Yeah,
as a D coordinator for the Broncos, so he knows them.
And
I honestly think they're going to beat the Broncos in Oakland.
They got what's his name from Alabama,
Amari Cooper.
Yeah, yeah.
He's
so
good.
They've got a Cooper. They've got Crabtree.
One of my drunk
side,
friends
Latavius
said
Murray running the ball.
Yeah, one of my drunk friends said Imani Toomer yesterday. I think he had a flashback.
Good. Welcome
yeah.
back. Welcome back.
He's got Rondé Barber on the team.
So I just think, and I was talking to neighbor Sean, who's a huge Raiders fan, and he said that like Del Rio went in there and like his first day of talking to them was like, "You guys should have beat us last year in Denver. You guys should have beat us, but your problem, the reason why you guys never won, is you guys just gave up in the third and fourth quarters."
Yeah.
But otherwise, it was there.
The Raider way.
It was there for you to beat us. So I think 6-10 is not a long shot at all.
No.
But the problem, like we were saying, is that if you want to bet them right now on the gambling side, it's like -153, right?
For
so
that over?
The over, yeah.
So. Yeah.
So that sucks. But that's the one I'm going
to
take.
Speaking of Sean, you should drive up to a Raider game with him in his white blazer, his 1988 blazer, when he wears no contacts. It's a fun ride. You should do that with him.
Is that like OJ's car?
You call 911. You know who I am,
no Dennis. Shocks. Brakes were a little shaky. 6 hours.
Was he wearing his full-on silver and black?
Well, he just kept squinting, and I was like, "Do you have glasses?" He's like, "No, I'm not wearing my contacts." I'm like, "Maybe you should. It's a six-hour drive, man. I'm scared." And
dusty.
I'm going to a Raider game, so my nerves are up
as it is.
Well,
you can't expect him to take the good car up to that parking lot.
I got my Bo Jackson chainmail jersey on.
All right, and I love to be the I like to be the Debbie Downer. I love rooting for teams to lose. I think rooting for teams to lose is so much more fun. Like, you know, let's say there's an old man like walking down a flight of like 30 stairs. Like, I'm rooting for him to fall more than I am to make it. Oh yeah, it's
you're
great because
sick
it's
bastard.
just gonna be so much
more
fun.
I don't know if those two things go hand in hand: cheering for a team to lose and an old man to fall and break his.
What about
head?
A fat person falling down a stairs? That
you
better?
Do
like,
love fat
someone,
people.
Yeah.
Or shit in
fat
their pants.
Chicks. Oh yeah.
That would be. That's always fun.
That's hilarious. Remember when the ump did it?
Oh yeah, that was before I started.
We
but I heard that story.
Yeah, had a softball team. We were at Culver and Overland, and the ump is walking back, and he's like walking.
He's
like
doing
he
the,
did shit in his pants, and literally there was shit on his calf.
Because like he was wearing Umbro's type shorts, you know. Like there's no.
And you felt so
no
bad because we like liked him. He had a great personality. We're like, "You all right, man? Like you don't know what to say to somebody like that."
Was he just
and you kind of reach
up
and you don't?
Yeah, you're afraid
you
to touch
himself.
Him.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, and he's like, "I'll be all right."
And we never saw him again for a long time.
He disappeared. Right. Chuck.
Went to go.
Oh, he didn't show his face again. After
went to go.
I'm
games
in
Thousand Oaks.
But like when you hear that stuff about old people, like be careful with your farts. It makes sense. I mean, I'm 40 and I have to be careful.
Oh yeah, like
can you
George
Brett. 70?
That George Brett.
You're gonna shit your pants every once in a while, right?
I'm good for 3 a year.
I just started drinking coffee, and you got to be careful.
That's
now.
True.
Like, you just started drinking coffee. It's like Ports just started doing fantasy football.
Correct.
Nobody invited you.
I gave up on
Red
Bull. I haven't had Red Bull for like 5 weeks. So. The first couple coffees they gave me at this Diageo training in Cleveland, my buddy was like, here you go. Here's a cold brew from Starbucks. And it's like four fucking coffees jammed into one. It was just black. And I had like that much. And I'm like, I need to go up to my hotel room now. And after that, it was just kind of like I destroyed a Cleveland bathroom on a Thursday night when the Republicans were in town for that Republican
There's
debate.
An Urban Dictionary move for that, right?
Oh, that's
what, the
new.
Coffee shit?
Yeah.
Or
Cleveland
destroyed,
it's
coffee
probably
shit.
Like, yeah.
Right, the Cleveland
like the
coffee
mud.
Stop.
I just destroyed a Cleveland shitter. That's a. That's
I think it's the
a,
mud puddle or
move.
Something like that.
Kate, if you had to mud define puddle. Destroying a Cleveland shitter, but it was a sex move, what would you say it is? Huh?
That was a loaded question.
The
get out of here on that.
What if she
think
knew
about
it right
what we did on Thursday night?
What
think
if she,
about it.
What if she knew the name right away? Like, way too quickly.
Oh, that's where you take the knuckle.
I like the Craig Elo.
There's a Craig Elo sex move?
It's when you destroy a shitter in Cleveland.
the Craig Elo.
Hey, Captain Glamorous, put that up there.
Yeah, Captain Glamorous.
All right, start of the second round. My first pick is going to be the Carolina Panthers under 8.5 wins. They're a way worse team than they were last year. And they only won 7 games last year. I don't see how they're going to win 2 more, especially with I like what Atlanta did. Atlanta was a good team last year. They're just poorly coached. How many games did they lose in the last 2 minutes because of Mike Smith, right? So I think that they're going to be a better team with a better coach there, a little better defense. And I just think that division's going to be a lot tougher than it was last year, and they only won 7 games.
What is the reasoning? Just that their defense is really good? I mean, they lost their number one receiver, right? They have who running back Jonathan Stewart for 10 straight years? Yeah. Like, how is that?
Well, he's the only one now.
Yeah.
D'Angelo Williams is in Pittsburgh. But
that's right. And
D'Angelo
just
sucks.
What did they win last year? What, 6?
7-9. And
they were
the playoffs.
7-8-1.
Oh,
I thought
right,
they were 6-10. Yeah. Oh, 7-8-1. And you lose your number one receiver. How are you going to win 8.5?
They won a playoff game.
I don't get it.
They won a playoff game.
Yes, they did.
That was a bad playoff game. Arizona. Ugh.
So that, yeah. But again, doesn't that bet just scream like sucker bet?
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's like seeing a hooker on a street and she's like all bruised up and everything. Like, there's no way this is a cop. But she's like too beat up.
Did you try to solicit her like you did that time in Arizona?
No. So it's like you get up there and you're just like, wow, she's too beat up. She's too beat up to be legit. And you just walk the other way.
Yeah.
Did you ever hear that story, Andy, about Tommy at spring training soliciting hookers?
No.
So he was so drunk, and there was hookers outside of our hotel, and he comes back, and he's blasted, wasted, and he comes back in. He's like, oh, my God, that was close. I mean, I wasn't even doing it. He, like, totally goes into Tommy panic mode. And then he's like, and he lays down, and he goes, man, I can't have that happen to me right now. I mean, not like you guys, whatever. And Eamon goes, I'm a school teacher. I'm pretty sure I can't have that happen to me either.
Yeah.
But Tommy made it seem like his is the only career that would have been ruined.
Stand-up comic.
It might have helped you, actually. I think it would have helped you a lot.
How are the spring training hookers in comparison to just like regular game hookers?
I never got close enough. They were all just like they were wearing sleeveless shirts and they were out around a semi, like a tractor trailer.
Oh, they were truck stop hookers.
But this was a hotel we were at.
What town was this in?
It was in Tempe.
Okay, well.
And
those Cougars in Arizona are getting more and more.
The hysterical part is like these people who were at this hotel go there every single year, and they've been doing it forever. And I'm getting on the horn in their room, like calling the front desk. You've got hookers out your parking lot.
He was going crazy. Like an 80-year-old man.
And the guys in the room are like, hey, you know, we like this hotel. We stay here. And I'm like, stay out of it. I'm like, there are hookers in your parking lot. So anyway, Carolina Jeez. Panthers, speaking of hookers, Carolina Panthers under 8.5 wins.
Okay.
All right.
On the clock, Andy.
All right, I'm going to go right above the Panthers and pick the Bills under 8.5 wins as well.
Is every single pick going to be in the AFC East?
I'm
You're
going to
take the
it.
Over and under for
I'm
both teams
for
just
it.
So you can get one of them?
Yeah.
Don't trust in Rex, huh?
If you did that strategy the last 10 years, you'd be pretty rich.
Correct. If you took both of them, like, no, look at me. What was I, 1-5 in baseball this year? I'm going to be 1-5. So what if I would have just taken the over and under for two or you know, for three teams?
No,
I've
been
3-3.
Hedge them.
Bills are going to be a lot of fun to root against this year. Not only are they the Bills, but they also got fucking Rex Ryan on their team, who people love watching lose. Plus, they're starting to, Tyrod Taylor? Whatever.
I think only people who are in the Northeast probably like seeing Rex Ryan lose.
Nobody likes watching Rex Ryan lose. He's such a loud.
I wish he was the coach of the Packers.
Yeah, hell yeah, I'd take him. I like him.
I think he brings like an attitude.
Yeah, he brings an attitude where he doesn't care about offense, so the offense suffers.
Well, that's why you find, like, you know, that's the thing. In Buffalo, he doesn't
have
an offense.
Yeah, but when he was in New York, he was like, oh, I don't even go in on the offensive meetings. It's like, you are the head coach.
Yeah, but I mean,
like, what are you doing?
If you don't know anything about offense, then don't say anything. Like, imagine if Dan Snyder just let his general manager and, like, head coach get together and make football decisions instead of him. He doesn't know shit about football.
Yeah.
So it's the same thing. I'm glad you took the under, because I don't think that's going to be a good pick.
I don't care.
I don't care. Free Brady.
Fucking Boston.
I don't care. Hashtag
yeah.
Brady.
Man.
Bostonians.
Yeah.
Hashtag Goodell can suck a cock.
Capitalize the C, please. Barry Murphy on the clock.
In Canada?
I'm going to – I can't believe you guys let it go. I'll take the Niners under. I'm not buying into the
conspiracy
bet.
Theory,
I believe
yeah.
they are that bad. And I'm basing that on what people are – you know, 6.5 at minus 220, and you're giving me 7?
That's what Bovada has.
Yeah. Carlos Hyde is a black gentleman, right?
Yes.
With the name Carlos. Okay, all right.
I don't know if he's a gentleman.
Well, either way, I'll give him the benefit of the doubt for now.
I like
until
him.
We get to our arrest segment.
I think he's a sleeper fantasy.
Yeah,
he's a beast. They're going to give him the ball 450 times.
I got him in the third round of my draft yesterday. I was fine with it. Give him a chance.
You were able to pass on Bilal Powell. And yeah, I Carlos Hyde
Bilal Powell.
I thought about Sproles long and hard.
Great move. Great move.
Sleeper
buddy.
Pick of the year, Bilal Powell.
Yeah, you think about everybody that the 49ers lost. But they love that Thomas Sula guy, right? But he's just a goat. He's just a company man that's
yeah,
just like, hey, take over.
We'll see.
And plus you have the whole – remember my conspiracy theory about how shitty the teams are that always host the Super Bowl? And, you know, last year the Cardinals were really good. But, I mean, how many injuries did they have where nobody touched them?
Yeah.
Everyone went – and it's the whole conspiracy theory thing. So, I mean
– Oh, yeah, the Super Bowl's in San
different
Francisco,
show.
Right?
It was
Giants
no.
the year before that.
Was it last
they were just 0-7 when they said
Arizona.
Arizona.
Oh, I'm thinking
yeah.
of WrestleMania. Sorry.
Yeah, you were.
Easy to get those confused.
All right.
SummerSlam, by the way.
Final pick of the second round, Gary.
You know, I don't know this Andy guy too well, but I know that I know my wife.
My wife.
And she's a big Patriots fan, and I told her after this past Super Bowl, I'm done. I'm fucking done rooting, helping her out, be nice, rooting for all the New England teams that I've had to watch win championships in the last 5 years. I'm taking the Patriots under,
wow.
and I'm going to enjoy the shit out of it.
Wow.
Every single week. I don't even care if I
lose
this
one.
You sound
like everybody last year.
Yeah, last year I was fine with them, but not anymore. I'm done. I've crossed the threshold. So I'm going to be like the, you know, let's see, Gilmore joke here. You give me a dirty look, I'm serving you a burger, I'm going to spit in it. So it's just for spite. That's it.
I like it. It's good.
And first pick, round 3. Everybody seems to be jumping on this pick from what I've read, and it's the Vikings over, but I'm going to go the other way.
Ooh.
Vikings under.
I think you just had two bad picks in a row.
No,
that's
no,
my
no.
favorite team to cheer against.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. Definitely. I think we can all get in on that one. I mean, maybe not Andy, but Dimmler, Barry, and I.
You know, our boy,
the Vikings.
Our boy Kelly Hayes was just up in Minnesota. And he took a picture of the lake. He's like, here's where the sex boat.
Oh, yeah, that's
it's
right. Was it Fred Smoot?
Yeah, the sex crew.
I was like, hey, that's not a lily pad. Don't touch it. It's a Brian McKinney.
I went
condom.
Over the edge when I was in Vegas speaking to Dante Culpepper. He was playing craps at a $10 table.
Yes. Who was
Dante Culpepper?
Dante Culpepper,
and he was betting. What's it called when you bet on people to not hit the 7 right away?
Oh, the
like it's the worst.
The cum,
it's
the
most
yeah,
evil
yeah.
bet in the world.
Yeah.
Like you're cheering for the whole table yeah. to lose, and he's doing his roll thing.
Oh, for a $10
for
win?
$10.
God.
I was like, oh, my God, this guy.
Glad he blew his legs out.
Is it my pick?
That's the equivalent of Pete Rose betting on ponies at Mandalay Bay
yeah.
on a Saturday afternoon.
Aaron crazy. Lewis was once in Vegas watching the High Rollers suite at Aria, and he got up from his chair and he comes back into his to take his seat, right? And there's this big black dude sitting there. He's like, what the fuck, guys? You can't just let Jerome Bettis take my seat. And everyone's like, oh, you can't just call a black dude Jerome Bettis. But it was Jerome Bettis.
That's outstanding. At the same thing at like a $10 table?
No, it was at the High Rollers room, but still.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Oh. I wouldn't have paid him if I'd have known he played High Rollers blackjack. All right. So Gary, Minnesota Vikings under.
Yeah, I'm all under so far. Redskins, Pats, and Vikings.
Negative Nancy's. You guys are both hungover, too, from yesterday, I think. That might have something to do with it. Barry, you're on the board for your third pick.
I'm going to take an under. I'm going to take the Rams under 8.
Wow.
Ooh. Every single year, people, Vegas gives these guys credit, and every single year their under comes in. They still have that awesome defense, but Nick Foles is not. He's awful.
Isn't that unbelievable?
Yeah, like, you think Bradford can't stay healthy? Wait until you see this guy.
Yeah. Right.
And then who? I don't know. I'm definitely all over that under.
I wish Jeff Fisher would bring back that mullet.
I wish Jeff Fisher would wear a sweater still.
So how does he not get busted for something? He just looks like
Jeff
a
Fisher.
Scumbag.
He's dirty. Yeah.
Man,
what was the term
bear,
we used yesterday when we were playing cornhole? He looks Cincinnati dirty. So why do they get all that love? Because it's not like the Rams have a following. Like, you can see, remember we talk about how, like,
the Steelers, the Patriots,
the Packers, the overs always get bet up because of the fans. Yeah. Like, the Raiders, too, love to say, like, this is going to be the year, right? So why do the Rams always get so much love?
Maybe they're sort of, like, sitting there saying the Niners are going to be down and, like, you know what I mean? Like, stuff like that.
I don't think the Rams are going to be terrible.
I feel like they've been a good cover team, like, the last couple years. Like, they cover big spreads and they hang in there and they just keep – you know, hoping that they'll jump.
And what were they the last couple years? Like 7-9. They're right.
Yeah.
Six
and
right?
Yeah.
They always win one big game.
Against Seattle. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. So that's probably it.
All right. On from Jeff Fisher's Cincinnati dirty mullet to Andy's mustache. Let's
all
do
right.
it. Almost
this,
just as dirty these
this
days.
This pick is going to fuck you up. I'm going to pick the Indianapolis Colts to push with 11 wins.
Unbelievable.
Wow. Ballsy. Push.
I got to make a new column.
Yeah.
The push. So this is it. So if they hit 11, you're going to win. Can you make that bet in Vegas? Can you say, no, I think 11 is actually the
right
number?
I'm sure somebody would let you
make that bet. 11's a perfect number for that team.
Yeah, there's prop bets where you can bet like exactly what they'll have.
Like, I do not think they're going to win more or less than 11 games. I think 11's fine. They'll get into the playoffs and they'll lose in the AFC Championship.
Wow. Can you imagine that? Going in, like, yeah, one of those old casinos, especially like Wild Bill's, what is, or William
Bill's Gambling
Saloon.
That's
Hills.
Not there anymore.
I only do my bets at Whiskey Pete's. You know, it saves me an extra 30 minutes. I don't have to even go into Vegas. Just go,
just turn around and head back.
Just leave, get some fucking $4 IHOP and take off.
That's a Reno bet too. You can make that probably anywhere in Reno. Whiskey Pete's. That's a great one. I did not expect to hear that today. All right, so I'm on the clock
told
here
you.
For
Fuck
my third and
up.
Fourth picks. This is tough.
How many are we taking? Five?
Six.
Six picks?
Six.
We have enough time to do six picks. This is interesting. I'm going to go the you know what? I'm going to take the Atlanta Falcons over 8.5 wins.
The Falcons?
I love how he says it.
The Falcons?
One of his five, like, trick words.
The Vegas?
The bag. Did you say bag, too?
Bag.
Why do you say
bag?
Is it a Wisconsin
the bag? The bag of
wait,
of
so
are
you taking the Falcons bag, to go bag, over,
gonna
or are they going to fall
Falcons.
Below?
Falcons.
I'm gonna get the Falcons to fly over the 8.5 wins.
I would have picked that.
I like
over.
The pick.
So let's see. That's
I
me.
I have no clue about them. Who the hell is their running back?
Me neither. But like I said,
I couldn't figure it out in
like
fantasy
three,
yesterday.
Three or four dudes.
It's
like
Jamal
Freeman,
Charles,
Tevin Coleman,
Jerome Bettis.
It's the Dirty Bird.
A bunch of Jerome Bettises.
Dirty Bird.
I feel like your dad was that much of a bigot.
What's the Dirty Bird's name?
Every
Jamal
black
Anderson.
Guy Jerome Bettis.
Yeah.
He's it. That's him.
He was.
Jamal Anderson's in jail, I think. Didn't
he's
he? Didn't he rape somebody?
The Dirty Bird.
No, I thought Jamal Anderson.
He's like an announcer or something, isn't he?
Yeah, but I thought he sexual
from
was.
Jail.
I thought he was one of those guys.
That was Jared Fogle.
It was
my bad.
Sorry,
Superfly. Speaking of Dirty Birds, yeah. So what percentage of fantasy football teams do you think this year are going to have something to do with Jared Fogle from Subway?
Ooh, that's a good one. I haven't seen one yet.
I bet you like there'll be a lot of ballers. You know, terrible jokes.
One of ours is Fogle's Subway. Cold cuts, no lettuce. No pubes.
No lettuce. Yeah,
no lettuce. No lettuce.
No lettuce.
Keep it clean. Meat and cheese only. That's it. All right. So anyway, I was talking about last year how awful Mike Smith was with like 2 minutes left in the game. The Browns. Remember watching that Browns game?
Yep.
And he blew that one. That was unreal.
He was always like exasperated, like running his hand through his hair and like fucking sweating. I hated that guy.
He got cut. I did a post for Mandatory last year where he's digging in his nose.
That's
you could
right.
See the booger come out of his nose. You always got to know those cameras are on you. So I'm going to go Falcons 8.5. I thought they could have been a 10-win team.
Said it again.
And then the other one, I feel like I'm too positive today. I've got the over on the Raiders and the over on the Falcons, and only and only one under. So I'm going to have to go with some under here. And
Speaking
I'm going to go.
Team we've announced weird.
Another one.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with the Vikings.
the Vikings.
The you know,
Saints.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to go the Dallas Cowboys under 9.5 wins.
That's I like that pick. Man.
That is, yeah, we can all
whoever
that.
Wins that division. I think this year. Next. I think you know the Giants are an improved team. Their secondary is shit, but they're an improved team. I think on offense, Eli Manning's in a contract year. And I think that the division's too close where the winning team is going to win 9 games again this year. So even if they do win it all, at 9.5, I cannot bet on the Cowboys to win 10
So
games.
Going back to Andy's push bet, so in the future, like if
I'll
you...
I'll take the Dallas Cowboys to push on 9.5 wins.
Yeah, there you go.
No, but if you...
Well, if they had 11.5 wins, I would have picked the under.
But like, so are we saying, like, let's say he would have took the Colts over and they hit 11, you lose the bet. You don't push the bet
you anymore. It would have been a tie. It would have been -1. So now... He's going to, if they win 12 or 10, he's going to lose the bet.
Okay. Gotcha. I just wanted some clarification.
Which is a bold choice, but that's why he's here.
Bold moves, man.
The mustache I thought punches. Was a bold move, but he's
I
been cleaning house with it. It's
don't
great.
Pull punches. I have been cleaning house with it. It's pretty fantastic.
Which I believe is also an Urban Dictionary sex move, cleaning house. All right, go ahead. You're on the clock, Andy.
What was it that I was going to pick? Oh, yeah, I'll stay in the AFC East to pick the Jets to win less than 7.5 games.
That's a great pick.
It is.
But that's isn't that another one of those numbers where you're like
new
7.5?
New coach, no quarterback. It's like, come on.
How is that
7.5? I'm
going to
be surprised
if
they play a full game.
Oh, I would actually say that they have a better shot now that Geno Smith is going to miss.
If the Jets even get a participation ribbon, I'll be happy. Like, I don't know about happy. Impressed.
Oh, look at this. This feels like this is the official beer of the Jets. Coors Light Citrus Radler.
You got to try it.
Which,
what
again.
What's a Radler?
That's look it up on Urban Dictionary.
I'll try one of those. My interest is piqued.
A citrus Radler. Here we go. Well, I'm Tommy Gimler, and I run a sports blog by the name of The Daily Upper Decker. And when I do podcasts, I drink Coors Light Citrus Radler. Coors Light with a blend of natural citrus flavors.
For the record, these were sent to me for free.
Interesting.
They were trying to push them on me.
That's not bad.
It's not bad. It tastes like a
it's
soda.
It's not good either.
Yeah.
But
it tastes like beer-flavored soda.
It does, actually. There's a little bit behind it.
A little bit of lemonade in there, possibly, as
it's
well.
It's like someone poured half my beer, filled it with Sprite.
We'll see how the aftertaste is. Or we'll see how the big-time beer shits
after
are in the
shits, yeah. Let me know. I'll write an article about it.
Yeah, it's actually not.
Get back to the PR people.
I'll take a picture of it. An F5. I think Jay Cutler was one of those guys who used to take pictures of his shits, right? And they would send it. Like, I thought Favre and Cutler would send them around to each other.
That sounds about right.
And they would label them as like tornadoes. Like, hey, just took an F5 at Denny's.
I thought Favre.
That's awesome. That makes me like Cutler again.
I thought Favre took pictures of his dick.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that as well. Yeah, you'd love to take pictures of everything below the belt. That's good. All right, so Andy, you're going. Murph, you're our NFL expert. Can you tell us why it could possibly be 7.5 wins?
Like no, but again, it's probably -180 or something. Like we're not factoring in
the
money
juice.
Line. So that's why these seem so easy.
So Fitzpatrick is their starter, right?
I wonder what the push bet. I wonder what you get if you get
Fitzpatrick.
That.
I want to take a push bet.
I would take him. Like Murphy, like Barry Murphy, he's got the highest Wonderlic score in the NFL right now.
About that,
37. Yeah, I did. You got a 37?
Yeah,
that's awesome. I got a 32. I think when I took it, yeah. 32
one up in my
I got 100.
He didn't take our test.
We were grading each other's papers, and we just, you know how you just kind of exchange.
Yeah.
I had T-Shawn's, and I started looking at it, and I was like, oh wow. And then the last 9 questions were just blank. He never even.
And
got
there were
that.
Some easy questions.
There was some yes or
so
no.
So he just ran out of time.
He just
never
even looked.
Yeah.
Same thing happened to Vince Young.
That's telling.
Rethinking my strategy. I would like to. Weird. All right, Barry Murphy on the clock.
I'm going to take a push bet.
Yes.
Ooh, the Andy Ostroff push. I'm going to take the Tampa Bay Bucks at 6.
At 6. Yeah. Oh, that could happen.
I love that bet.
Hate it.
So he's already, you know, for Winston, for as much as I hate the guy, like he and Vincent Jackson have already established like a rapport in the preseason. Like I think Vincent Jackson is going to be the most worthy fantasy-worthy receiver
but
on that
Evans
team.
Is healthy, too. Those are two awesome.
Yeah,
Evans
right.
Is good. You know?
Who's their tight end? Oh, like, it's one of those like Keane Peele names, right?
Names?
It's a Keane Peele sketch. Yeah. Austin Safarian Jenkins.
Safarius Cruikshanks. Some Jerome Bettis. I don't know.
No. can't just like, let Jerome Bettis take my seat.
Quiet, Dad.
You can't just, Dad, hey, you can't just call black guys Jerome Bettis. It is Jerome Bettis. I know that's him.
He's probably like had a lot of fun with it too, Jerome Bettis.
So what do you think? Did you look at their schedule?
No, I just wanted to take a push bet.
There you go.
And I think they've won 5 or 6 games the last like couple of, or no, they didn't last year, right?
To get but you didn't want to take the Lions, the Detroit Lions.
That was I like that one. I like the Dolphins too. Yeah,
let's push. Yeah,
plenty of time left.
Gary, would you like to take a push bet?
Who wants to take a push bet? Oh, the Lions.
I'm
eight.
Not quite ready for that yet, but maybe in round 6. Maybe.
So, Gary, you're on the clock for your fourth and fifth round picks here.
All right. I'm not sure if you guys are watching Hard Knocks, but if not, I don't give a flying fuck because Bill O'Brien is awesome. I love how much he fucking cusses and doesn't give a shit about it.
Great.
I'm taking the over. My first over, Texans over 8.5.
Yeah. I think
they are – I think they're going to take that step this year.
Do you
maybe
know why
finally.
You really like the Texans and you won't admit it? It's because Brandon Hoyer and Ryan Mallett were both on the Patriots.
Oh, interesting. I did not know that. Yeah. But
and
now
Bill O'Brien was too.
I just think Bill O'Brien is one of those quarterback
no, I know that, yeah.
gurus that he's going to get play out of there. And Arian Foster, like, how is that? You rip a groin? I pull a groin and I'm out for 10 weeks.
Yeah.
He rips a groin and all of a sudden it's like
thing
he might
was
only
on,
miss 4 weeks.
On Hard Knocks, they were like showing his brothers like
a
personal trainer.
Yeah.
He's training him and then he gets his hurts like 5 minutes later.
It's
like
yeah.
Your brother's
not
business
good,
probably
exactly,
went
yeah.
Right?
Not a good look.
Well, that's like if Kevin Durant had signed that contract with Under Armour and then broke his leg.
Oh, you
Under
mean
Armour
like Derrick Rose did with Adidas, pretty
yeah,
much?
But then Under Armour. But it was been like days later. He would change the shoes
yeah.
and then got that injury. He would have ruined their bit. Like, they would
yeah.
not been able to recover.
Could you well, make an fucked. Argument that J.J. Watt is a good fantasy pick for your second tight end?
That
you could tuck him away.
He picks up a fumble and runs it in.
Yeah.
Who was that girl? There's some hot Instagram.
Well, it depends how your lead's set up.
He's score, you I bet you over under on him should be 5 touchdowns as
right.
a tight end.
Right. Well, because I bet you if you have him as an individual defensive player.
Yeah. Certain leads, yeah. you can do individual defenses, right? So you did
and
all
then
his...
he would probably, if he caught a touchdown as a tight end, you would get it
that's,
if you had
yes.
him as individual.
I think you're right.
So, but I think you
way.
Wouldn't, you, there's no way to put
I bet
him
you,
in.
Yeah, if you were in a league where you get points for sacks and all that shit, he'd be a top probably 10 pick.
Right, so, correct.
Because he's going to score yeah. on offense and
knockdowns,
defense.
Do you get like yeah, points right. for knockdowns? Yeah. Yeah.
Did you guys watch the last Hard Knocks where the white wide receiver got cut and immediately like, hey, man, you might make a great coach someday. It was
oh,
like such a white guy thing to hear. Like, you're not quite wide receiver material, but I guarantee you could coach somewhere.
That's like when I got cut from the college baseball team, but the guy invited me in the office. He asked me to come throw batting practice every day.
Really?
I was like, can you insult me even more? You just
yeah.
cut me, and now you want me to come for free and throw batting practice?
You seem like you could take a beating
How
really
was
well.
Batting practice when you did it, though?
When I tried out, I got lit up, and then I started throwing junk, and I was doing well, but my fastball was awful. And they were just, I mean, teeing off. Guys were, like, excited to get in the batter's box. I was like, oh, college is a lot different than high school. Wow.
People, guys
That's
who are
what
on
I
the
said
fringe,
when I went from high
guys
school
who
to,
know they need
from Little League,
guys who know they need one more good session to like get over the hump and like make the team. Like, hey, can you pitch?
Can you come be my personal batting practice?
All right, Gary, we've got the beginning of the fifth round here. Beginning of the fifth round.
All right, this is I don't really have no reasoning for this other than the fact that I just kind of like Marcus Mariota. I'm gonna go over on the Titans.
That is probably your worst pick so far.
And let me explain.
They are fucking garbage. It's already in ink, so you can't change.
Let me explain a little bit. So a little plug for my site, mandatory.com. We do balding NFL quarterbacks. We make all the starting quarterbacks look like they're bald. First of all, the only one we didn't have to Photoshop was Brian Hoyer. And we did Mariota, and he was my favorite one. So that's kind of the other reason I'm thinking of him and just want to root for
but
the
But what's
Titans.
Great is, like, Fallon picks that up, right? Or
yeah.
Like Conan Fallon, they all picked it
got,
up.
Yeah, we got it picked
it.
Up from a couple, yeah. Like, I think Today's Show picked it up a couple years ago, and it was on NFL
nice.
Network and stuff.
That's,
so
that's a good
so the complete collection is coming out this week. All 32 starting quarterbacks, bald.
I love it.
Is it a coffee table book? It sounds
we had to wait.
Sure
we had
like
to wait
Monopoly
a while for
McDonald's? You got to collect them?
Yeah, you got to collect them
all. If you don't make that into a coffee table book, crazy.
Man, that's a great idea. All right, I got to write that down. Tell the bigwigs.
It's funny. It's like if you saw Aaron Rodgers bald when you see it, it's like the gay rumors you could buy.
Yeah.
They would honestly hold water.
What about if you just see him fuck his assistant?
That helps
that
too.
That would do it as well. That's at the end of the year.
Okay.
At the end of the year. That's mandatory.
That's another. Next. That's
here's every all 32 NFL quarterbacks fucking their assistants who are dudes.
Brady's assistant. Aaron Lewis's cousin.
No. All right, Barry, you are on the clock for your second to last pick.
Second to last pick. I'm going to take Chargers over 8.
Ooh.
I think they're
first
over
for Barry.
Yeah, not a lot of good reasoning. I think they're just as good as they were last year. And, I don't know. Pretty
I don't
simple.
Even know what I'm going to pick.
Well,
you could always do double push bets.
Did the Bears come to San Diego?
High
percentage
of that happening.
They do.
They do?
Yeah.
Well, when you go down there right before you get shanked, just let them know, like, hey, man, I'm rooting for the Chargers as well. I got their over.
Bear, you going to that in November?
We are. It's actually our anniversary.
Oh, nice.
And last year, after a wedding, we went to that Packers-Bears debacle.
Oh, Christ.
42 to nothing. So it was great.
I remember a Barry Dimler status update after that. I'm fucking done with Cutler. That's it. it's officially over.
The only thing that saved me is I took the Packers team over points, whatever it was.
And they had that by halftime? Yeah,
first
quarter.
All right.
So that was Chargers over, Dad. Okay.
Andy, on the clock for your fifth.
I'm looking through. I really have not pre-planned this one, and I kind of want to stay in the AFC East.
A couple push bets out there.
But I don't know. Will you guys be upset if I stay in the AFC East?
Not at all. You want to take the over for one of the teams you took?
Take the Pats over again.
I'm going to take the Giants under.
Giants under.
Like the double up. Giants under 8.5 wins.
So you went as far west as Indiana. That's about it.
So you're moving to New York, yet you're both New York teams, you're taking the under. They're going to love you then.
Fuck that, man. I got a Patriots sweater. I'm going to stay warm and wear that shit.
All right, Andy's fifth pick, the New York Giants under. What's your reasoning?
Their starting defensive lineman is half a hand. their coach should be in a geriatric facility.
Can you imagine?
And their terrible quarterback, who appears to be mentally retarded, says he should get more money than anybody else.
That is unbelievable. Can
Are
you
those
imagine
good reasons?
So
plus, the best athlete on their team is the punter. Can I keep
yeah.
going? And Victor Cruz is a shit actor on Ballers. He did go to UMass, though, so I like that.
This
but.
Is what I'm talking about. This is the reasoning we're looking here. We're
sound.
Looking for here.
Very sound.
Can you imagine? So now, after like Eli Manning throws a touchdown, do they set off fireworks at MetLife Stadium? So it's like Jason Pierre-Paul just going to lose his shit every time like the fireworks go off.
He jumps on the ground like a World War II vet.
Is he playing? Is he back? I don't even know. Does he have a fake hand?
I think he said he's coming back this week.
He has yet to sign the – it's like $14.8 million tender.
Back to Eli. Do you guys feel like his DirecTV commercials are the worst? I think they're the worst.
I want to go back to Jason. I thought the stand-up was okay.
That was hysterical.
Yeah. I didn't
want to
hear
a joke about my mother-in-law?
Yeah.
I don't know if I like
my mother-in-law.
Me neither.
I don't think they're that funny. Randy Moss, that's great.
Yeah,
the fruity
petite
munch.
Randy Moss, a good
who put the fruity munch on the top shelf?
No, but here's my question back to Jason Pierre-Paul. He wears gloves when he plays, so is he just gonna have a finger flopping around?
Dude,
flopping
he's around gonna have
gonna
a Chubbs finger? A Chubbs hand.
No, they're
from,
gonna do like
are they gonna like
from Happy Gilmore.
Cut the finger off.
They're gonna do they're gonna do Jamie Lannister and give him a gold hand,
yeah.
and he's gonna put it in his glove.
Got,
it's gonna be like
Jamie
20
Lannister
pounds.
Option.
Yeah, can you have a hook? Is that legal?
The Chubbs option and the kingpin option.
He's gonna
option.
Have a hook. He's gonna have a hook and get called for holding on every play. He's like, he's not holding. I'm stuck.
You know how they used to, like, when, like, defensive linemen, when they break their hand, they just had the big club around. They put the big club, and it's going to be, like, goldenpalace.com. People are going to be buying fucking spots on it.
I can see that.
Sunday Night Football, they're going to zoom in on it. You know they are in the super slow-mo. They're going to have the camera zoomed in on his hand when he's rushing.
It's like, if he had a really good sense of humor, he could get a fake one and then, like, always drop it. So he's, oh, there's his finger again on the ground.
Just going to, like, throw it at the quarterback.
Put it in the guy's drinks at the
bar
after
just
the
fuck
show.
With people with it.
Here you go. Just stir their fucking Captain and Coke with it. Let me get that.
You
can
start selling those things. Like, there's marketing there, I think.
Oh, yeah.
That's
like,
what Chad
what about,
Pennington
like, the
did with
the number
eye.
One fingers? Like, the number one Giants foam hands? It's going to be like.
That would be amazing. We should start making those
I'm
now.
Sure someone, I'm sure someone's going to have it. Just have them snipped off.
Yeah. Oh, that is outstanding.
Oh, someone will have that. Yeah.
Oh, good
Chad
stuff.
Pennington used to take his glass eye out and put it in players' drinks.
Did he really?
No, but he looks like he has a glass eye.
I was like, holy shit. He did all that with a glass eye? That's
he had googly eyes. I don't know how he could play. Make a play.
So did a kid at my high school. Damian
Doug Flutie.
Burns, who was outstanding.
Was
Josh
colorblind.
Roderick was my cross-eyed
kid.
Eye,
he put his eye in the bottom of someone's like water, like glass of water. Like, hey, has anyone seen my eye? And the kid like,
that's fucking great.
All right, I'm on the board for my final two picks here, and I'm going to – be a little positive with one and a little negative with the other. I am going to actually go under 11 wins for the Seattle Seahawks.
Wow!
I think that it's been their time now. It was a nice run,
even with Jimmy Graham.
But this is usually I think when it happens, right? The third year you have those two really good years, and then the third year
Russell Wilson getting paid, he don't care.
Exactly, I like it. So I'm going to go just for no really good reason other than I think that it's time. I think somebody's going to supersede them. And then the other pick is going to be a little more positive. I'm going to actually say that this is the year that the Jaguars win more than 5.5 games.
You son of a bitch.
I
thought about that one.
Although the injury bug hasn't treated them very well. So Julius Thomas is now out like 4 weeks. And Their number one pick. They lost their number one pick on the first day of like non-contact drills.
What about Blackman? Remember that guy? They were like, yeah, don't
Justin.
Back.
Yeah, he's in jail,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, he's still out of the league, I think, forever.
Did you hear about that?
So good.
Did you guys look at that draft that year, the Justin Blackman year?
It was bad, right?
Yeah, it was really bad, really like bad. One of the worst ever.
He was like, so it was like pick, he was right? a great pick.
Yeah.
He was so
but just
good
not for
Oklahoma.
That franchise. Yeah. If you could have gotten him in a franchise to where
I think
like,
Trent Richardson went number three in that same draft. Like, there's just so many bombs in that draft.
So it's one of those things where Blackman, that when you're the Jaguars, you can't afford a guy who's that volatile. You have to have someone who's going to be like the sure thing because you're trying to build and get that team who's going to be great for like 3, 4, 5 years.
What's him? Blake Bortles. I think he's good.
Yeah, and I think that who's his guy? Allen Robinson.
Yeah, he's number one.
And they play in such a shitty division. Like, I can see them beating your Titans twice, and I can see them just they play the last place or the second or what is it, a third place schedule.
Yeah, sure.
Third place schedule because Titans were the worst. But they have some easy games on there that I can see them winning. So I'll take the Jags, which means I'm done. So that's Andy, you're on the pick. You're on the clock for your last pick.
Oh, I thought I was done. No, I only went five. Let me look at this thing again.
I'm going to be honest, guys.
I honestly checked out.
Yeah, I did. I was ready to move on to the arrests. let's see here. There's a team.
Take the Dolphins.
I was going to take the Dolphins under. Let's just fucking do it. Dolphins under. I have it. Let's do it. Dolphins under. Under nine.
Gary's not going to like that. Gary's got the Dolphins for a Super Bowl bet.
I do.
Why?
I just went off the. Did you hear? Well, you heard that story. Like some Harvard scientist fucking nerds said that they were going to be in the Super Bowl. So I just decided, it'd be a cool story.
What was their process?
I don't know. But I just thought, it'd be a cool story if that happens. You know, wouldn't I can see it happening.
Wouldn't they be one of the worst Super Bowl teams ever? Like, does anyone like Miami? What made Miami so likable back in the day was Dan Marino,
exactly,
Don Shula, you know.
Yeah, but if you
Duper,
win games,
Clayton.
If you win games when you're a team that doesn't win games, people start to like you. Mm-hmm. But then you're on your team that wins games and then keeps winning games, people hate you and drum up
all of
charges.
Their wide receivers
back
and running backs
Miller.
Have names.
It's like,
yeah,
he's good, but it's
you like could like flip
so
flop
unsexy.
All their first and last names and I wouldn't know who they are. Like Rashard, Jarvis,
just
Rashard,
Lamar.
Yeah, they're all
Rashard, man. That's a real name.
I mean, the real first names, but I can never remember their last names. Can never keep them straight because they're all fucking the same. But
I don't know, man. I just got off the Dolphins bandwagon when they got rid of Richie Incognito.
He was my
love
boy.
That guy.
Our political views were so dead on. All right, Murph, on the clock for your
really,
last one.
That guy was, it was
why
like
the
art listening to that
here?
Guy talking about the N-word.
The Steelers are 8.5.
I'll take the under.
All right, Pittsburgh Steelers under 8.5.
So Barry has...
Too many suspensions?
Yeah, and the Pouncey injury is huge again.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, like...
How long is he out a whole year?
I don't know, but I know he's out for a while.
And let's see, Le'Veon Bell's 2. The other guy is 4, the
that
receiver, right?
Better too.
Le'Veon Bell's 3, I think, isn't
no,
it?
No, I think it got reduced to 2 games.
But it was something like for really severe, like pot.
He drank too many citrus
what a
rattlers,
monster.
Which are good, by the way.
You liked them?
Yeah.
I got more. I can bring more to you. I think I got like 3 more in my fridge.
I think you hit it right on the head, though, that it tastes like a beer soda.
Yeah.
It's like a shandy.
Did I tell you, Gary, I did a payout in my fantasy league with my Chicago friends this year. If you have the first guy who gets suspended for DUI, weed, or domestic violence, you get your money back.
Really?
That's awesome.
Oh, nice.
That was great.
So who has Martavius? Or no, that happened before this.
Yeah, one of my friends actually did ask me, like, can I pick a guy like who's suspended? I'm like, come on. Now you're looking into this a little too much here. Like, don't plan this. Have fun with it.
Like Tommy's brother-in-law's team. We just want our money back.
We'll take all guys who are on IR, and we'll hammer the waiver wire.
Why'd
week
you
one.
Pick Stephen Hill. I'm not sure about him, but the next.
But the next guy. This is what we're thinking.
I don't know about that guy. Was the
seaman picked it up?
All right, Gary Dudak, the final pick in the Daily Upper Decker's 2015 NFL Over Under Win Totals Draft.
I'm going to get real, real wild here, guys, and go with the under on the Arizona Cardinals.
Wow. Ooh, that's a bold
real
choice.
Real wild.
Oh, no, man.
And I just don't even give a rat's ass why. I'm just going to take it. That's
you're
it.
Just sometimes upset that they hired a woman.
That's no woman.
I just
did you see her?
Who is that?
She could play linebacker for them right now.
Yeah, but she's
the
she's
female.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Underweight.
That's right.
I don't know, man. She's oof.
Yeah, but she's big.
If I bumped into her at a bar, I'd be like, excuse me, sir, I'm sorry. That would be the first thing that I would say.
She would rip your bowels off.
All right, guys. Hey, that's we did great there. A lot of fun, entertaining picks. You know, Andy,
big fan of these push bets.
Andy got us wild, on the board, man, with a push bet. There's two on the board. It's great.
I told you it was going to blow your fucking mind.
So let's have a little fun here as we wrap up the 2015 Daily Upper Deckers NFL preview, brought to you by the Daily Upper Decker. Nothing but sports and crap. DailyUpperDecker.com, Facebook, Twitter, at Daily Upper Deck, and on Vine. One question, guys, and let's have some fun with this one. One player who you think, the player who you think is going to get arrested first, and then the team with the most in-season arrests this year.
I haven't
even thought about this. So yet. Let's, since Gary, you'll get the last pick here since you got the first one.
Perfect.
I'm going to say that the first player to get arrested is going to be Steve Smith Sr.
Really?
This is how he's going to go out.
Punch a fan?
He's.
Would totally Vernon Maxwell somebody, no doubt.
Vernon Maxwell punched a fan, too.
I think
so,
yeah. A heckler. Wow.
Barkley
spit
at one.
Pre-run our test. Charles Barkley threw a Milwaukee Bucks fan through a window at Legend Sports Bar and Grill in the 80s. It was crazy. Or early 90s, maybe.
Yeah, I remember that.
So
He's awesome.
So I'm going to go with Steve Smith Sr. It's going to be his way of going out, man. He's a little volatile. That's for sure. And I'm actually going to go. I would love to say the 49ers, but I think they're all arrested out. I think
or they all retired.
Everyone's. There's no way anybody else can get arrested on that team. They're all gone. So I will say that the team with the most arrests. Why not? I'll go with the Dallas Cowboys. There is a lack of discipline in that organization, and I think it was just a couple of years ago where isn't there a nose tackle back now, the one that killed his buddy in the car wreck?
Probably. He was, like, on the sidelines the week
after.
Yeah,
he got another DUI, too. Like,
did he really?
Yeah, like 2 years after.
Josh, what was his name? Josh Bryant?
Josh Brent?
Brent, that's it, yeah.
Yeah, he got a DUI, like, 2 years after he killed his buddy, and then he still got back on the Cowboys, I think.
And then they also have the wife.
Well,
being,
in his defense, he's a good
who's
player.
That, the Cowboys?
Yeah,
he's got that going for him.
McClain?
No, the dude who was on the Panthers got cut, and the Cowboys.
Oh, Greg Hardy.
We'll take him.
Yeah.
See, so
that's a good bet.
So I'm gonna go Dallas Cowboys with the most arrests, and then Steve Smith Sr. as the first one to get arrested.
Is Josh Gordon in the league?
I think he's currently without a team, or he's currently out. All right, Andy, you're on the clock.
I'm going to go with the team with the most arrests. Going to be the Washington Redskins.
Yeah, just already checked out.
They're already checked out, and there's a huge, like, hookering.
Hookering,
DC hookering.
Plus pot is legal there now, but you can't take it across the line. So you got to consume it and everything.
Yeah, a lot of them live in Virginia. Maryland.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Like it.
So I'm going to go with that. And then I'm going to go with Bilal Powell to be the first player arrested.
Call back.
He's just going to know that he's starting.
Either that
he's
or.
He's starting for one fantasy team across his country. And he's just
gonna
the pressure is
too
just
hard.
Eat him. Yeah, just going to eat at him. Oh, that's great. Okay, Murph, you're on the clock.
I'm gonna take the Dolphins for most arrests. I think your Seattle theory about the third year things go wrong. I think Joe Philbin loses control of the Dolphins this year, and I'm gonna shock you guys with my first player to get suspended. It's gonna be backup quarterback on the Colts, Matt Hasselbeck.
He's gonna get
a DUI. Yeah,
he
doesn't have to play, so he's gonna be drinking all the time.
Man. His wife's driving him crazy.
Surprise DUI for Matt Hasselbeck.
Which one's on the View?
Yeah, that's Elizabeth Hasselbeck.
Tim's
right?
wife.
Tim's
yeah.
Tim.
Oh, yeah.
Tim's good. He's on ESPN. He's really funny, actually, in sports radio.
All right, Gary, last one.
All right, guys. Second Jet player is my guy for arrest. He's going to leave his pills in the wrong city.
Cromartie?
Brandon Marshall.
He's
going to forget his pills.
Oh, he's on the Jets?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, he's going to have a meltdown.
A bipolar meltdown.
He may just be, you know, just having a knife, waving it around in the street, or may possibly get stabbed by someone.
What do you think his second personality? What's his name?
That's a good
Stu.
Question.
It's
yeah.
A woman.
Jerome Bettis.
It's a woman named Denise. She works at the DMV. No, you guys didn't hear that? Yeah.
Wow. It makes sense.
All right, what team? What team do you think
you're
Gary?
I'm just gonna go with tradition and take the Cincinnati Bengals.
Of course, I forgot about them. That's a great pick. Dirty, dirty Cincinnati.
Dirty, dirty Cincinnati.
Is Pac-Man Jones still on that team? Because that's cheating.
I think he is actually.
How does
still
no
have the
one
same
take
coach?
The
and he's yeah.
Wow. You know, the genius finally spoke up about like his prior arrests, and he was like, "I think all those arrests cost me the amount of money I should have been able to make at this point in my life." And it's like, no fucking
wow,
shit.
Yeah.
No shit, buddy.
Brilliant.
Welcome in. It's great. All right, so he's going with the Cincinnati Bengals. So the four teams that we're choosing, we got the Bengals, the Dolphins, the Jets, and the Redskins. I've got Steve Smith Sr. Barry has Matt Hasselbeck driving drunk. Brandon Marshall for Gary and Bilal Powell.
Bilal Powell is going to get arrested for got to get a ticket for jaywalking, and they're going to be upset.
Dude, what if
it.
Powell stabs Brandon Marshall when he has one of his meltdowns? That could happen.
What if Brandon Marshall like
boy.
They both
kills
get arrested?
Jay Cutler.
Yeah,
I don't even know what team Bilal Powell's on.
I think he's on the Jets.
Yeah, exactly. Two Jets.
Perfect.
But all I know is that you know, if you're a Bilal Powell fan, or if you know someone who is, or someone who is, make sure you send them this the link on Crab Diving Network.
Yes.
Because this is the most Bilal Powell is going
to
be talked about
you
this
have to put
NFL
it in,
season.
You have to put it in the description because it'll come up on his Google alerts.
It will. Yeah. The boys talk for an hour about Bilal Powell and his outlook on the 2015 NFL
hour.
The Powell hour. Rhyme. Yeah.
Well, guys, it's been a ton of fun. Remember, you can check us out every single day on the web at dailyupperdecker.com. Find us on Facebook, on Twitter, at Daily Upper Deck, and, of course, on Vine.
The Daily Upper Decker. Nothing but sports and crap.